Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, first this afternoon, Gardaí are investigating an assault on a County Meath teenager on Monday, which was filmed and posted on social media. In a statement, Gardaí said a male youth was treated for serious facial injuries at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. The assault on the teenager happened in the Navan area at approximately 2:30 on Monday afternoon. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by RT reporter Diane Connor. And Diane, this is really very distressing footage showing a vicious attack on this young man.
It is. It's actually very hard to watch. It's extremely distressing. It's 31 seconds long and it shows a group of teenagers walking along a green area in the Navan area, not on school grounds, I should say. And we see a boy wearing a red jumper walking beside a female student, and another male youth beside her turns and punches him in the face. And then a number of other youths join in and start punching and kicking him. And as he falls to the ground, the punches and kicks continue to rain down on him until and he's crawling away. He's trying to get away from the group as they attack him. And then a number of other teenagers did intervene and push them away.
There's been confirmation that the schoolboy was hospitalised.
He was. We got a statement from Garda Síochána earlier today around lunchtime saying that they are investigating this assault that happened on Monday afternoon around 2:30, and the boy was taken to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, where he was treated for serious facial injuries. I understand these were dental injuries, that possibly his teeth were damaged. And Garda are appealing to anyone with information, anyone who may have witnessed this assault, to contact Navan Garda Station. As we're talking about this one video that has gone viral on social media, they're saying if anybody else happened to have footage, to go to Navan Garda Station with it.
Gardaí are also asking people to refrain from sharing the footage. Now, I know, as you say, it has gone viral. Very many people have already seen it. But the word from Gardaí is to please stop sharing it from this point on.
Yeah, they're appealing to the public not to do this. They're aware of this happening. But out of respect for the victim in this case, the guards say they would request people not to share the video.
There's been condemnation, Diane, from local political representatives.
There has, but also from the patron of the schools, Allowed Me, the Education and Training Board, issued a statement this afternoon saying that it's aware of the incident, and it says Gardaí are investigating and won't be making any further comment. Now, independent councillor Nick Killian is a member of that board, the Allowed Me, the Education and Training Board. He said he wants to condemn it in the strongest possible way. He says it has to be dealt with expeditiously by the school. He said it's unacceptable and won't be tolerated by the LMETB. Now, Meath TD Padraig Tobin of Aintu said it is deeply concerning and Gardaí must thoroughly investigate, and he says there must be full accountability. Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD, retweeted the video describing it as horrendous, and Senator Mary Seary Carney, Fine Gael Shannon spokesperson on children, said the images are appalling, and she issued a statement today, and I quote, she said, as legislators, the onus is also on us to ensure that our children are protected from all types of abuse, and she said we have seen the ugly side of social media with this.
And just finally on that point, Diane, given it has gone viral, this video on social media, is there any comment from the social media companies?
Yes, the video is mostly being shared on Twitter. It's been retweeted multiple times and to a much lesser extent on Facebook. I did ask Twitter about its policies and procedures in relation to allowing this content to be shared, but Twitter doesn't respond to media queries anymore, not since November. I did hear back from Meta, though, the parent company of Facebook, and it says it is removing any posts of the video, and a spokesperson said that Meta doesn't allow bullying or violence on Facebook or Instagram, saying that this content breaches its policies. It said Meta is urging people to report this video if they see it on its platforms, and people are being asked to think before they share, even if it is to condemn, because this may add to the trauma of the teenager.
All right, Diane Connor, thank you very much for joining us with that.